This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today gave the Pushp Mantra for making India a developed nation. Addressing the Indian diaspora at NASA Coliseum in New York, the Prime Minister said, "These five pillars together will build a Viksit Bharat." Mr. Modi said, "P stands for Progressive Bharat, U stands for Unstoppable Bharat, S stands for Spiritual Bharat, H stands for Humanity First Bharat, and P stands for Prosperous Bharat." Pointing towards the vibrant democracy in the country, the Prime Minister said, "Recently, India has conducted the largest polling exercise in the world." He said, "His government again came to power for the third time in a row." The Prime Minister stated that his mind and mission are absolutely clear and he will devote his life for good governance and prosperous India. Lauding the Indian diaspora's role in India-US bilateral relations, the Prime Minister said, "For the world, AI stands for artificial intelligence, but he believes AI also represents the American Indian spirit." He termed the Indian diaspora as the strongest brand ambassador. He said, "They have connected America to India and India to America, and their skill and talent are unmatched." Prime Minister expressed gratitude towards US President Joe Biden for hosting him in his home and said it is an honor for 140 crore Indians. He noted that understanding diversity, living it and incorporating it into daily life is an Indian culture. Earlier, a vibrant cultural program was held at the NASA Coliseum in New York. Performers took to the stage to showcase India's rich cultural heritage with an array of colorful dance and singing performances. The cultural showcase was organized to celebrate the country's heritage and its global presence during the Prime Minister's visit, leaving the audience with a vivid impression of the country's artistic traditions. The people present there were chanting, "Modi, Modi." India has articulated its vision for global growth, peace and security at the Quad Leaders Summit in Delaware in the US. Addressing the summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted the Quad's commitment to a free, open, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific. Mr. Modi underlined that the Quad was here to stay, to assist, to partner and to complement the efforts of Indo-Pacific countries. During the visit, the major announcements made include Quad Cancer Moonshot, Maritime Initiative for Training in the Indo-Pacific, MAITRI, First Ever Quad at Sea Ship Observer Mission, Quad Ports for the Future Partnership, Quad Principles for Development, and Deployment of Digital Public Infrastructure, among others. India also announced establishment of a space-based web portal for Mauritius and a new subcategory under the Quad STEM Fellowship for students of the Indo-Pacific. To take the Quad agenda forward, they adopted the Quad Wilmington Declaration. The leaders welcomed the next hosting of the Quad Leaders Summit by India in 2025. Briefing media over the PM visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri announced that India will host the Quad Leaders Summit in India in 2025. India has signed the first of its kind agreements focused on a clean economy, fair economy, and the overarching Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, IPEF. These agreements were exchanged under the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework for Prosperity yesterday in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Delaware in US. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will visit Australia from tomorrow to participate in the 19th India-Australia Joint Ministerial Commission meeting. Mr. Goyal will co-chair the meeting with Minister of Trade and Tourism of Australia, Don Farrell, on Wednesday. During the meeting, both countries will discuss ways to elevate bilateral economic engagement further. And India has struck historic double gold medals in 2024 Chess Olympiad in Budapest, Hungary. Both men and women teams emerged on top. In the open section, India's maiden title win was secured following Arjun Erigaisi's victory over Jan Šubelj of Slovenia in the final round of the competition. The Indian team for the open category included Gukesh T. Pragnananda, Arjun Erigaisi, Vidit Gujarati, Pentala Harikrishna and Srinath Narayanan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.